Does your sinful nature make you sin? Please stop telling yourself that.
Now, there are professing Christians who say, I sin because I have a sinful nature. That's one of the devil's techniques for deceiving you. Let me say, if you have a sinful nature, then I excuse your sin. If you have a sinful nature, then you don't even need to be listening to this because there's nothing any of us can do for you. You would be living contrary to nature to do something good. And so we will arm ourselves when we're around you if you have a sinful nature, because that means you're a killer. It means you're a murderer, a rapist, a child molester, fornicator, adulterer, a thief, a liar, ready to commit genocide. If you've got a sinful nature, then all things that are sinful and evil, no matter how dark they are, and witchcraft and everything else, that is your natural condition. And that's where we'll expect you to be, if you have a sinful nature. And if you did something good, we would know it wasn't good. We would know it was just an apparition, that was just a reflection of something that wasn't in your heart. It was an accident. We know it's impossible for you to do good if you have a sinful nature. The sinful nature is the most ridiculous of all excuses for committing an act of sin, for following your passions. It's an absurdity. It's a philosophical, logical absurdity.
We're happy you could listen today and hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to check out our great current specials.